The Hannity kicking gonna stop. It's gonna start now. It's gonna run through the summer, and it's hot, hot, hot in public, if you will.
Yeah, what's happening? It is 10 p.m. on the East Coast, 7 p.m. on the West Coast. I'm just running back inside from driving down the road on the Merritt Parkway, coming from Greenwich, Connecticut, to get all the way back here to the studio live on Gimmick Street. I am Chef Plum, and you were checking out the one and only number one ranked this week. How about that on Blog Talk Radio, Plum Love Foods Live. That's right, we were ranked number one for the show we did last week. Dude, that's awesome. The amount of downloads and support we're getting these days for these show, these days for this show is out fucking outrageous. I just love doing it. It's so much fun, and I do it because of you guys. And boy, there's some big news on the horizon. Yeah, on the horizon for this very program. Hopefully, in the summer, I think some things are gonna happen. There's nothing definite, but we're working on it. I think things are gonna be pretty badass. What's happening, everybody? How is everybody? I am recovering from having not much of a voice because I spent the entire day Saturday hanging out at City Field for the incredible Bacon and Beer Classic with one of my best compadres in the world hanging with me, the one and only, the Adonis-like Red Leader. That's right, my studio chef was out there with us. We had a great time. As a matter of fact, he's on the horn right now. Brother, what's happening?
Hey, Chef, how are you?
You know, I just got in here down here to the bar. I'm brothering up a little bit. You know what's up.
Yeah, congratulations on that the top food thing there. That's
the
awesome.
The number one food show last week on Blog Talk Radio. How about that?
Holy shit! I know how much work you put into it, so that's a big accomplishment.
I think so, my man. I think so. And what's going on with you, man? Everything good?
Yeah, everything's going awesome. I just got out of orientation for a new job, chilling at a truck stop. There's a Taco Bell. I might get some Taco Bell.
Nice. You know, it's always good. You're picking up tips from me. See, when you don't know what to say, just look up and see what's around and just start talking about what's around you. That's what I do.
Yeah. There's some dude fucking with his motorcycle and a bunch of truckers.
Okay.
Shit's popping over here at the truck stop.
Shit's popping at the truck stop. Got to get to the truck stop. You want something good happening there for you. Well, obviously, this is a show. So last year's show at Bacon and Beer is one of our most popular shows we did for season two. And I was really excited to do it again this year, to be able to go out there and have a great time. And it was you and me. We went together. And,
yep.
Man, I tell you what, it's one of my favorite festivals of the year. What are what's your vibe on it?
You know, my favorite part about it, I mean, the vibes are good, obviously. But my favorite part is just being in that open field. It just looks like the stadium's empty, but you know that there's thousands of people there.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that it was peaceful. You know, it was a nice, peaceful moment. But then we go out into the crowds, and it's just nuts.
I mean, they really do. They treated us like gold there. You get in there, we don't have to wait in any lines to get in the door. I mean, they were very nice to us, which I appreciate that from them. So big, big shout out to Cannonball Productions, Bacon and Beer Classic, our friend Olivia, our friend Sam. They took care of us.
Oh, yeah, they definitely did.
So yeah, a great event, man. I think one of the funnest part about this event is that we get to go and we get to see some things that maybe you didn't even know existed. You know, like that green tea beer from Big Tupper Brewing.
Oh yeah. That was phenomenal.
That stuff was pretty tasty, right? Big Tumbler Brewing, excuse me. I keep wanting to call him Big Tupper.
It tasted like green tea.
It tasted like I wanted more. That's what it tasted like.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Definitely.
Definitely. And then you know what else blew me away that was there was who did a phenomenal job. Remember the Spiked Seltzer girls?
Yeah, yeah.
And so this beverage is a corn brewed beverage. It's an alcoholic seltzer water that's flavored with natural like oils of, you know, lime zest, orange zest, whatever. And it's very, very tasty drink. As a matter of fact, I'm having one right now. And how about this, brother? I found this out after the fact. They're from Norwalk, Connecticut.
Oh, no shit.
How about that, huh?
Wow, they didn't even say anything about that.
I know. It's crazy, man. To be honest with you, I mean, I'm not touting our beer scene and our alcohol scene here in Connecticut, but I tell you what, man, it really is blowing up. We got over 40 microbreweries now, and now I find out that these guys are there making their stuff. We got Litchfield Distillery. We're going to talk about them in a couple weeks, obviously, but that's just amazing how much stuff's happening in this state right now.
You know, who even thought about alcoholic seltzer? Like, you make more mixed drinks with that. That's nuts.
I know.
That's a game changer.
It is. It's funny because in the interview, you remember, they were like, oh, some people are like, what the hell was that? You fighting dinosaurs?
Yeah. No. These motorcycle dudes just left.
Oh, right on.
That was their leaving.
Well, it's funny because they were talking about using this to make mixed drinks with, and I was like, oh, that's good. Why don't you just add some gasoline to that fire? That's a good idea. I mean,
yeah.
You're putting alcohol into the alcoholic drink. Awesome.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, the audio came out great, man. We talked to a lot of people. You know, one of the big shout-outs I got to give is to our people over at Brooklyn Baked and Fried. Just talk about some good human beings. They were very fun with us. They were very good to us. And I tell you what, that sriracha honey roll that they had was amazing.
Well, I love that. I wanted more of those.
Absolutely. Now, the event was different this year, too. I don't actually know what all the winners were. I mean, I might try to look it up because last year we announced them in front of the crowd, but this year that didn't happen, did it?
No, I didn't hear any announcing.
It was weird.
Playing jams the whole time.
I mean, it was crazy, man. I don't know. And there was just, I have no idea who won a lot of the events, although we do know one. And some of our good friends did win Best Brown Ale. Our buddies, again, Connecticut Brewed Beer, our buddies at Black Hog Brewing Company in Oxford. They won, out of all of them, they won Best Brown Ale, man. How about that?
I saw their cute little trophy.
You know, but even for guys like that, to go to that event, to be a part of that event, just makes me happy to see, you know, because, I mean, our friends over at Two Road Brewing Company, they're always going to be there because they're a giant brewing. I mean, they're huge. What they're doing is amazing. But to see guys like Black Hog come, who are just, they're working so hard, and not only to come and be there, but to go there and then win, it's just a great thing to see, especially for Connecticut breweries all over.
Oh, it's super impressive. Like, I saw what goes on in that brewery, and you can see that they're all so passionate about it.
Absolutely.
See that they love what they do, and it makes you really love beer just hanging out with those guys.
It does, man. It truly, truly does. Now, listen, I got to bust your balls a little bit about something.
Yeah.
You got yourself a brand new pair of shoes from my friends over at Shoes for Crews, and you haven't posted the picture yet.
I'll wait until I get into the kitchen with them. I want to get a real picture with them.
Look, they're going to jump all over me and say, you're not giving away these shoes to anybody. And I'm going to say, well, I did. They're like, well, you're not posting them. So you're going to get me in trouble.
I'm posting them. I'll be in the kitchen tomorrow. So I'll definitely take a couple pics.
All right. Well, how's the orientation for the new job? How'd it go tonight? Good?
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, we all hung out at the tables and read booklets.
Nice. And just so no one's getting nervous, he's not leaving me. He's got to have more of a full-time job, and then what we do is part-time stuff for now. But might be some big changes on the horizon, Chef. Today's been a very eventful day. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
So Red Leader was going to be here with me tonight, and I bought a six-pack of Spiked Seltzer, which, I'm going to tell you what, man, this is good shit. I mean, this is easy to pound. It's a little scary. But I got the lime on here, which I liked, and I bought a six-pack thinking you would sit right here next to me with the second mic, but you have to do your thing tonight. So here's to you. I'll cheers for you. How about that?
Yeah, if I was there, I'd drink all those.
It's good stuff.
It was like drinking water.
Oh, my God. It's ridiculous. But it's also 6% alcohol, so you got to be careful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look, man, a lot of fun being at the event. You going to hang out and listen to the audio from it?
Hell yeah, I am. I got a probably 40-minute drive ahead of me, so
There you go. We got a perfect amount of time there. So maybe you'll check back. We'll check back in with you at the end. We're closing out, so we can kind of recap some of the stuff. Sound good?
Yeah, I'll call back in.
Awesome, dude. All right, well, we'll hang tight, and we'll be right back with the Bacon and Beer Classic 2016, guys. Hang tight. You're checking out Plum Love Foods Live. There it is. Oh, that's right, guys. My knife is smarter than yours. That's right, smarter. I'm talking Ergo Chef Knives. The unique patented shape makes it more of an extension of your hand. The curved handle of an Ergo Chef Knives allows for smoother cutting and less fatigue in your hand. Listen, I use these knives every day, and they are fantastic. They're my go-to knives. If I use a normal knife, like a regular chef knife anymore, my hands start to hurt and feel achy. Trust me, guys, I'm not making this up. These knives are the jam. Check them out at ErgoChef.com. That's ErgoChef.com. And tell them Chef Plum sent you by using the promo code PLUM15OFF and get 15% off your purchase. Mike and Scott are great dudes over there, so check them out at ErgoChef.com. And you I guess I should turn the mic on. I'm an asshole. So check it out, guys. Coming right back here live right now. I'm going to go ahead and fire off this audio. I'm going to sit back myself, have me a couple of Spike Seltzers because I'm watching my figure. Big shout out to my man DDP, brother. I am rocking it hard right now. I'm going to talk to you soon. So here we go, guys. I'm going to play you that audio. I'm pretty proud of how this came out. It's nice. It's fun. You definitely get the vibe of the entire event. Again, big shout out to my friends over there at Cannonball Productions and the Bacon and Beer Classic for having us come in. And, so awesome. So, listen, I hope you guys enjoy it. And I'll see you back on the other side. So, hang tight. Check it out right here. Bacon and Beer Classic 2016.
Bacon and Beer Classic 2016 hanging out right now on the field in Citi Field. It's an amazing event, one of my favorite events of the spring. It's kind of like the kickoff to the entire spring is how I look at this event. I got the one and only Adonis Legg, Red Leader himself, hanging out with me. So tell me, what do you think, man? This is your second year coming. This event looks like it's going to be a lot of fun this year.
Well, I think it looks even better than it's going to be. It looks even better than it was last year. It's organized. There's people here that I've seen before, and I know that they know what they're doing.
Yeah, it definitely seems that way. I'm going to go find the judges here shortly, but I think it's probably time for us to go find some beer and some bacon to taste. What do you think?
I absolutely agree.
All right, let's go to it.
I happen to be master of the ancient art of hypnotism.
Hanging out right now with Magic Hat. You guys, when I first moved up here, one of my favorite beers ever was number 9.
Number 9, yes. The classic, you know, everybody's had it, so here at festivals, and now that it's summer, we try and bring some of our other stuff, you know, get some of our other liquids out there that are, you know, just as good. We got new stuff here today. We got one that launched last year as well, a grapefruit IPA and a session IPA.
Now, the music has been fantastic. I mean, it's just great right now, and you guys are right here by it, which is excellent. So what do you guys serve out here today?
So we have our new liquid this year is Low Key. It is a session IPA, so it's all music themed. So as you can see, the tap panel, you know, the guitar head. We have our Low Key bass guitar here. Exactly. So we say it's tuned to a Low Key kind of feel.
Nice.
Session IPA being a little more of a milder IPA, so you can drink it longer. You can drink it kind of all day. And then the other beer that we have today is Electric Feel. Grapefruit IPA launched last year, about a year ago. It is both hoppy and citrusy, so it's got 6% alcohol, so it's pretty good amount of ABV. That one got really good reception when we launched it a year ago, so we kept it around. It's doing well too. Good beer for summer. Grapefruit's really hot right now, so that's why we brought it.
Awesome, man. You guys are always the winner, that's for sure, man. Magic Hat is a fantastic beer. Glad to see you guys out here, man, and hopefully you'll get a ton of people. I think that's what's happening.
We had a huge line yesterday, so we are expecting the same today. So.
Awesome, man. Well, thanks for coming out. We appreciate
it. Thank you so much. Cheers.
Cause I'm tired of your jive. Yes, baby, I'm tired of your jive.
I kind of want a beer.
What again?
I said I kind of want a beer.
Go get one. Get one. I'll talk. Listen. So it wouldn't be an event coming out here. Last year we got beat up so badly because we missed Two Roads. We hung out with Megan in the VIP room a little bit, remember?
I do remember.
But we got to come out and actually talk to Two Roads. I've got Katie over here with me. Katie, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Awesome. Now, what are you guys tasting today? I see Road Jam. I mean, obviously I can see it, but if you're telling people, what would you tell them?
So Road Jam's a raspberry wheat ale fermented with lemongrass. And then we're also pouring a cold brewed coffee stout.
Now what happened? You were so like excited a nice second ago, and now I put a microphone in front of your face, and you're like, yes, we're talking about
raspberry.
that bad, huh?
Well, I wouldn't say bad. It just changed.
Sorry.
Crickets. Yeah. So how many people did you guys see this afternoon and yesterday?
Last night, I was not here, which is a good thing. I heard it was pretty crazy, but we kicked both those kegs last night.
Yeah.
Today's been crazy. It's, I think, what, 3,000 people, 5,000 people?
That's awesome. And the nighttime gets even worse. You're going to see it gets crazy out here. It's going to start very, very soon. So you guys are completely blown up in Connecticut. You're taking over. I mean, I've heard they're actually going to rename Stratford. It's going to be called Two Roads.
We're changing the traffic pattern in Stratford because of the brewery and because we bring in so many people.
Right. Well, it's true. It's very true. Oh, I haven't heard that, but I for sure believe you. Because there was nothing in Stratford until you guys showed up.
I had never been to Stratford before I went to Two Roads, that's for sure.
I didn't know it was a real thing.
Yeah, me neither.
So tell me, out of the ones you guys have, you got the Expressway and the Road Jam. Which is your favorite right now?
Expressway, because it came out, 2 months ago.
Yeah. And the coolest thing about that, it's local coffee also.
Sumatra, Ethiopian blend.
Wow.
Fair trade organic from Shearwater Organic Coffee Roasters and I think Trumbull, Connecticut.
Wow, yeah. That's awesome. Well, you guys are killing it. I'm proud to see you guys out here because as a Connecticut person, you guys are crushing it so great. All the best. I'm sure we'll talk to you again later on. And thanks for talking.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for hanging out.
Cheers.
Cheers.
You can't hear it. It's got a classic cup. You can't hear it. There you go. Awesome. Right now, I'm hanging out with one of my favorite breweries there is right now going, Brooklyn Brewing Company, man. How are you? What's going on, man? How's the day been?
Man, I'm very good. Fantastic. Great to be here in City Field today. Yeah, we're drinking, right now you're drinking American Ale, which is our special pale ale, 4.5%. You're going to get some light maltiness in the middle. We use some great hops, Cascade, Amarillo, and you're going to get some bright floral aroma also with there. But it's very crisp, clean, and refreshing. It's a perfect beer for the summer.
Very crisp beer. I would call this is a fishing beer. Like, it's great to go fishing with.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Fishing, baseball games, we have it, you go bring it with your friends to the beach. I mean, we carry it in a can, 12-ounce can, and also draft.
It's a great beer, actually. I dig it the most. I love the summer ale this year. Tell me about it.
Summer ale just actually came out last week. Nothing's changed from last year, 5%. We use some pale malt in there. You're going to get a light bready aroma in the middle. And again, it's going to be a bright hop on the finish. But crisp, clean, refreshing, perfect for the summer. Again, it's available 12-ounce can, 16-ounce can, and draft as well.
There you have it, man. Brooklyn Brewery, you can't lose. I have yet to have a beer that you guys made that I don't like. So.
Yeah, we have some great beers we just came out with. We have a beer that we call it BQE, Brooklyn Quarter Experiment.
Okay.
So the last quarter we had in a fantastic beer, it was an improved old fashioned. So it was ale-based, and we added some cinnamon, nutmeg, some coriander, some orange peel, lemon peel, Belgian dark candy sugar, and then we aged in a whistle pig rye.
Wow.
For 6 months, ABV 12.8.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's not a fishing beer.
That's an amazing beer.
That's a fall-off-the-boat beer.
Yeah, fantastic, amazing.
Well, you guys are awesome. I'm a giant fan of your brewery, man. Thanks for talking to us. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Have a great day.
There it is, man. Brooklyn Brewery. Check them out. Hanging out right now with Lions Beer Store. Brother, I'm watching you as you're serving this stuff. You're taking ice cream, I'm assuming, and you're putting it in beer.
Correct. It's a smoked beer. It's 8.1 ABV.
That is not a fishing beer. That's going to make us fall off the boat.
No. You can't really drink a whole lot of it anyway because it's really strong. But the cool thing about the ice cream is we replaced about 60% of the egg yolks with bacon fat. So
no shit. That's awesome.
It's not so much about flavor as it is about the versatility of the pig itself.
Wow. That's crazy, man. So you obviously got to have the fat in the ice cream. So you're losing the egg yolk to getting rid of that fat and subbing out the bacon fat with it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then so it does it still emulsify and do everything the right way?
Oh, yeah. Just you got to be careful. It will overturn very easy.
Does it?
Yeah.
I wonder why is that? Is it because it's
water. There's
gotcha.
So, yeah, if you do overturn it, let it thaw a bit, and then refreeze it, and you'll be fine.
Gotcha. So it's just kind of like a take on like an ice cream float?
Yeah, a root beer float, yeah.
That's awesome, man. Well, I love to taste it, and it's cool that you guys are out here doing something different like this because everybody else is kind of doing the same old shit.
We're trying, man. We're trying.
That's awesome, man. Well, dude.
City, you know?
There you go, man. We appreciate it. That's awesome. Lions Beer Store. Where are you guys at?
104 Second Avenue, East Village.
04 Second Avenue East Village, man, and you can come get a bacon fat float. That's awesome.
Yeah, we also have beer there that's made with flavors of or ice cream that's made there with flavors of beer that is 5% alcohol.
In the ice cream. Wow, that's insane, dude. You guys, have you even gone to a meeting yet? Do you need to talk to somebody?
We're brand new. We've only been around about 5 months.
I meant AA.
Oh, AA. Yeah, well.
I'm just kidding, man.
Quitters.
There you go, dude. Awesome, man.
My addiction pays the bills.
Well, I'm looking forward to tasting this. I should have tasted it before I talked to you, but. We'll give it a taste, man. Yo, maybe I'll taste it as I'm talking to you. Give me a little one here. Let's give it a go.
Let me smell.
Brother, I am a judge for the New York Hot Sauce Expo. It's also happening right now, and I'm still recovering.
Lost.
Yeah. What category?
Every one of them.
Did you really?
Yeah, we entered two sauces.
I judged jalapeno and mixed peppers.
Yeah, we did mixed peppers. We did habanero. We did mixed peppers. We did chipotle.
Damn, I feel bad now. Now I feel like I should run away.
Recognize the label? Look at the label.
No, we don't see any labels. We don't see any.
Oh, okay.
We get them in little souffle cups. We just taste them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right,
let me give this a go. Oh, my God, dude. That's ridiculous. That's absurd. Have you seen my friend Adam Pock? He's one of the judges. Have you talked to him?
I've seen him.
Has he had this?
Oh, yeah.
Stupid question.
Yeah, he judged earlier, and I also didn't win. Starting to think
I'm going
to
ask him about that.
Hot sauce people have it against me, I think.
Jesus, man, I hope not. Dude, this is phenomenal, brother. I think it's awesome. Killer, I'd love to get my sous chef to try it. Anyway, make sure you check these guys out. Lions Beer Store. This is amazing. This is a smoky beer with the bacon fat. It's really unbelievable, brother. You guys are crushing it.
No worries, man. No worries. We'll see you tomorrow with the Bloody Mary Mixdown.
Man, I hope so. We'll see. I got kids. That's the problem. My wife's like, you can't fucking keep leaving. So I don't...
Take her with you.
With the kids?
Yeah.
Fuck it, why not?
That's awesome. Kids would love that.
That's not a bad idea. That's what Steve Seabury told me, too. He's like, bring the kids.
I don't know.
Now we're just bullshitting on the microphone.
All right, man.
Dude, you're awesome, bro. Thank you, bro. All right, so we were walking by, and I saw Spiked Seltzer, right? And this is the Bacon and Beer Classic, so I had to come over here and talk. How is it? You guys are at an event, right? You can't quite can hear you. Right?
Yes.
So you're at an event that's serving bacon and beer, but you're doing Spiked Seltzer. And I looked at it, and I thought to myself, I've always wanted to try this. I see it all over the place. I just tried it. It's really tasty, to be honest with you. But you guys are here, and you're kind of fighting with beers and stuff. How's it going?
It's going great. People are really receptive to it. It's awesome because it's gluten-free. So although we're technically classified as a beer, we don't have hops. There's not, like, the typical, like, hop yeast malt process. So it's gluten-free. It's brewed with corn sugars. There's only 5 grams of residual sugar left, and it's 6% alcohol.
Wow.
So it tastes just like seltzer, but it's alcoholic. So it's super light, refreshing, and at, like, a marathon drinking event like this, honestly, like, you're probably better off than drinking beer all day.
Well, it's actually really tasty. I'm going to make fun of myself here. We'll get a lot of heat for it, but everyone knows I got some things coming up TV-wise that are pretty cool. You don't know that because we just met. But and I'm trying not to be a mediocre mess as I am. This is definitely a great alternative.
Yeah, it's great for that. Super light. I mean, we're 140 calories, and 120 of those are alcohol-based. So it's nothing, like, we have no sugar that's coming on after the fact or anything like that. Even your average cider is going to be towards 13 to 25 grams of sugar.
And incredibly sweet.
Yeah, so sweet. And, like, I love cider, but I don't want to drink it because...
You said brewed, which was kind of... When I looked at this, I was like, man, it's just like a seltzer. It's got, like, vodka in it or something. But you say brewed. Explain that to me.
Yeah, so it's a fermentation process with corn sugars. So the corn sugars are broken down, and it ferments, and then the alcohol is produced. So that's where you get your and then we add the natural essence of the fruit. So we have the cranberry, the orange, grapefruit, and lime. And the cranberry and orange flavors are kind of the natural essence comes on a little stronger, and the grapefruit and lime are a little bit more subtle.
I'll tell you what, I'm having the lime right now. I'm really digging it, to be honest with you. I'm surprised. Because I'm a beer guy, and, like, this is actually really, really tasty, and I think more people should check this out. So where could they find you at, like, on a national level? Where can we find you guys at?
Well, we're not, we don't have national.
We're leaving. I'm kidding. I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm joking.
Yeah, we don't have national distribution yet. We're all over Boston, Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, different package stores, and we have a store locator on our website. So if you go to spikeseltzer.com and go to our store locator, you can see if we're near you.
Very cool. Spiked seltzer. The stuff is very, very tasty. I'm really enjoying it. Your partner just looked at me like I had five heads. That was really funny. This is great stuff. I love the lime one. I'm going to try the orange one in a second, but thanks for talking to us.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome. Check one. All right, hanging out at Route 66 Smokehouse. I walked by and I saw pork belly, and I just lost my mind.
Yep, you got pork belly. We got pork belly BLT tacos.
Nice.
It's basically a lettuce wrap where the lettuce is the L, the cheese is spicy tomato sauce, pork belly being the B. And use your imagination for the rest, I guess. A calabrese chili, some basil puree. It's delicious. You got
to
try it.
We're going to definitely give it a go. It looks fantastic. I can't eat it while I'm talking to you. Or you're going to have to talk for a minute. Here, you tell us about what you got going on.
So we cured and smoked.
Here, hold the mic. I'll eat it.
You go ahead and eat. We cured and smoked the pork belly for 2 weeks. Cured it for 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Then smoked it for 6 hours. Sliced it, braised it with a little bit of beer, and wrapped it up in a lettuce.
What kind of beer you use?
We use the Route 66 Pilsner, which is our restaurant, House Pilsner. And a little bit of maple syrup, some molasses, and love.
Man, this has got some unbelievable flavor. A lot of great saltiness going on. A little bit of heat. And I love the bib lettuce, right?
Yeah, hydro bib lettuce. Just clean, delicious, big on flavor. Oh, and a little bit of chicharrón for crunch.
Yeah, gotta have a chicharrón. You gotta make that fried skin is so good.
You gotta use everything, exactly.
That's
so
awesome, man. Route 66 Smokehouse, you guys are killing it, man. This is delicious. We appreciate it. Tell them where we're at. Tell them where you guys are at.
79 Pearl Street, downtown Financial District.
There it is. You want some great stuff? Go down to Financial District. This is unbelievable.
Thank you very much, brother.
Thanks, brother.
Chest thrown and table toppled, hands on with broken bottles. Standing no chance to win, but we're not running. We're not running.
We've been here for like an hour so far, just kind of getting acclimated to interviewing people. And I got to be honest with you, I think that couple shots of spiked seltzer is really hitting me.
Yeah, I'm feeling it too, for sure.
Kind of crazy. That taco from Route 66 Smokehouse was killer.
Holy shit, I want another one.
We might have to go there and get one.
Oh, good.
Saltiness. It's like had a salty, kind of gives that little savory thing going on. It's like an umami.
It had the crunchy fresh lettuce, and then it had the chewy pork fat with the... With the pork belly.
The chicharrones with the crispy skin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, it was
unbelievable. All right, what do you want next? You want beer or food?
Food.
I want beer.
All right, we'll go to both.
Good thing is there's plenty here, right?
Yeah, bacon and beer.
Let's do it. All right, so we're walking by here, and we were just fighting about beer and food, and we came over here, and I saw a Brooklyn Brew Shop. Now, you guys, you got these home brewing kits, and I got to be honest with you. Every time I've tried to brew beer at home, I've had all the kits and everything. I've never tried yours. It comes out like orange fecal matter.
All right, yeah, well... The problem is that
I'm an idiot.
No, not at all. Not at all, sir. The problem is that most places that do beer making kits, that do stuff like this, they aren't really caring a whole lot about the quality of the ingredients.
Okay.
And what makes us different, one of the many things that makes us different, is that we're using all the same stuff that craft breweries use.
Okay.
So we source from the same places, we're using the same types of recipes. In some cases, we actually work with craft breweries and just scale down their recipes so that you can make them at home. We've been doing that very recently. We did one with Brooklyn Brewery to make their sriraches, stuff like that. That was a whoa from our cider.
She liked it, right?
Hopefully. hopefully it wasn't like a whoa, God, get me away.
Right.
But we really take the time to make sure that you're getting the best quality ingredients, and it's an old tradition. We're just trying to bring it back.
It's awesome. BrooklynBrewShop.com is obviously a place you can find you guys. So. Start to finish. I'm drinking. What am I drinking here? What is it? Oh, she just dropped the CO2 tank. We're all going to die.
She's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
we're drinking, this is the black, you said black lager, is that right?
Black IPA.
Black IPA, excuse me. It's fantastic. It tastes delicious.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
So talk about start to finish. How long is this process?
The process in total takes about a month. You start at the beginning. You cook the grain. You know, you do all the various steps, the mash, sparge, the boil, and then you stick it in the fermenter, and you throw the yeast in, and the yeast does its stuff for 2 weeks. Then you put it in bottles and it does a little bit more so that it carbonates.
Right.
And then after about a month, start to finish, you've got yourself some sweet beers to share with friends.
Man, that's awesome. So when you get one of these kits, does this start you from start to finish? You can brew a beer immediately.
Oh, yeah. Hands down. I mean, you can make it. What we wanted to do is we wanted it to be something that you can make in a New York City kitchen. Because, you know, so many kits out there, they're like 5 gallon, 10 gallon. Those are like a garage investment.
I've had one of those.
Exactly, exactly. And it takes up a lot of space, can be really messy. We wanted something that you can just make on your stovetop, put in a cupboard, and kind of forget about for a month, and then you're like, oh, hey, we got beer.
That's awesome, and the beer actually tastes delicious, and this is one you can actually get. This is the kit you guys have?
It is our newest flavor. That will be available on our site probably towards the beginning of May. It's a black IPA, but we're selling it here exclusively at Beer and Bacon.
Nice, man. That's awesome. Great event. Lots of people out here. I'm glad they're getting to see some exposure to stuff like this. BrooklynBrewShop.com. Check them out there. This is a great beer, man. I'm really digging it. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks, dude.
Have a great event.
Later, man.
5.5 hours north.
5.5 hours north. Big Tupper Brewing. You just gave me a beer that has green tea in it.
You know, it's absolutely something that we wanted to try because, you know, coming from the North Country, people often drink coffee or tea.
Right.
And what better thing to put together with that than beer? And it's gone very well. It pairs very well with salads and chicken and a nice white fish.
Yeah, I can see that totally. I can definitely see a salad with this. And for me, this makes it okay to drink beer in the morning.
Well, it's always noon somewhere.
I guess so. So you guys are 5.5 hours north. How long have you been around?
So actually, we released our beer last July. So we're fairly new, but our distribution line really took off. People loved our beer. And we came down here. We don't distribute down in the New York City market area yet, but we wanted to introduce ourselves to people in anticipation that within the next 12 to 24 months that you'll be seeing us.
Tasting this beer, it definitely should be happening because people are going to love this.
We think so, too. And we have a great one coming out in another month, our strawberry rhubarb ale.
Nice.
Again, will pair very well with salads and a lighter dish.
Wow, that's great. And so at an event like this, I mean, you can't find a better spot to get to a lot of people right away.
It's fabulous. I mean, when you put beer and bacon together, it's a win-win. So people are having fun. We've had a grand time. We've been pounding through the beer, and we're just having a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a fantastic beer. This made with green tea is fantastic. Now, what else? You guys have something else on tap over here. What is it?
So we have an IPAA. So we have a lot of French-Canadian heritage.
Wait, you said IPAA?
Yeah, you got it. So in the Adirondacks, there's a lot of French-Canadian heritage.
Okay.
So I'm a fourth generation. You know, it was a lumberjack family. And so a lot of the old French Canadians speak like, eh? You know what I mean, eh? So we took our IPA and said, oh, IPA, eh? Say it like a Frenchman, drink it like an Adirondacker. So it's a 7% West Coast style, 65 IBUs, and it just blends really well with either a beef stew or even something that's got a little heat to it.
I haven't tasted it yet, but 65 IBUs, I'm not picturing in my head. That's not something crazy bitter. It's not going to blow you away.
And that's the neat thing. People can't believe it's 7% alcohol until they get about a pint and a half in.
Yeah, I was about to say. So listen, I refer to them as fishing beers, a beer you can drink while you're fishing. 7%, that scares me a little bit.
You know, and occasionally when you're fishing in the Adirondacks, sometimes you light up a cigar
right
while you're fishing, and it's a perfect pairing. So you take the IPA with the cigar and fishing, it's a win-win-win.
I love it. That sounds great. I'm going to try that. Big Tupper Brewing, you guys are killing it. Is there any social media? Where can people find you?
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So we're all over the place.
Nice. I'll tag you guys. We're going to air this on Monday night, so I'll tag you guys on it, all right?
I look forward to it.
Awesome, awesome. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Pleasure.
We're sorry. The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
The jalapeno just got me a little bit.
Yeah, so this is delicious.
Well, I should tell them who you are first, right? It's Big Al's Brewing. You guys, I've never had your beers before. You just handed me this jalapeno beer, which is crazy.
Yeah, so that's our jalapeno rye. It's a black IPA with fresh jalapenos. We use about 400 jalapenos per batch, de-seed most of it, and trying to pull as much of the fresh flavors out of the skin and the oil as we can. But we do small batch stuff. We're in Long Island City, Queens.
And the only
Queens brewery here at Citi Field today. So.
Well, it's funny because of all the breweries here, you would think somebody else would be here, but it's just you guys.
I think Queens is 8 deep with breweries right now.
Wow.
But I guess we're the only ones that showed up. So.
Well, you're seeing... It really is kind of becoming, it's a very cool thing to see how many microbrews are popping up all over the place. I live in Connecticut, and we have over 40 microbreweries currently, and it's kind of becoming a thing for us. And it's and I think it's a great thing to see because people are going to stop drinking shit beer.
Absolutely. So, I mean, before Prohibition, we were at like 80 to 100 breweries here in New York City. We're at 24 right now, so we there's a lot of room to grow.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So this jalapeno beer, like this is a great thing. I'm getting a jalapeno flavor, but not a ton of heat.
No, so that's where de-seeding most of it comes in, and relying on the skin and the oils and stuff for most of those flavors. It's almost like a spicy bell pepper. You get a lot of freshness to it, too.
Yeah, that freshness is really great. I can picture this would be great with a steak. This would be fantastic with pork. This is unbelievable. Bacon and beer classic. Pork, fantastic.
There you go. That's why we brought it.
So what else do you guys have here on tap right now?
So we're also pouring our peppermint stout. Nice roasted stout. Nice for a little chilly night like this. Roasty, subtle mint, subtle vanilla.
This is great. I've never had you guys' beer. You guys are killing it. I'm loving it. I'm going to try to find this. Are you guys anywhere, like, distribution-wise, the stores? Or?
So we self-distribute. Our tap room's in Queens. We're open 5 days a week, Wednesday through Sunday. And you can also find us in about 60 different bars and restaurants around the city.
Nice. Big Al's Brewing. You guys are killing it, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you, brother. Cheers.
Awesome, dude.
It's the good, the bad, and the skinny. It's the good, the bad, and the skinny. It's the good, the bad, and the skinny.
It's the good, the bad, the skinny. The sun is the sky, the window. It was high noon. In the town, the protector, the sun. Six humans on my side, one up down my side. And the sun is the shake.
I just had, this is, what is this called? The
beach beer.
The beach beer, and I totally see it being beach beer. Like, this is completely a beer I'd go fishing with.
Absolutely.
I mean, fantastic beer. And what else do you guys have tasting here?
We also got a Vienna-style lager, which we call Life Preserver. Very smooth, easy drinking. Very
Life Preserver, very smooth, easy drinking beer. I'm going to taste it in a second. I'm actually a giant fan of this beach beer right now. It reminds me of being at the beach. You guys are out in Port Jeff, right?
Yes, right in the heart of Port Jefferson, right by the ferry.
A great spot to be in, especially with the ferry. I'm from Connecticut, so we travel down all the time.
Yeah.
You guys are, how long have you been around now?
It will be 5 years in October.
5 years in October. Port Jeff Brewing Company. Where can we find you on social media?
Facebook, Instagram, and we also have our website.
There you go. It's easy to find right there. Port Jeff Brewing Company. The beach beer is fantastic. Looking forward to Life Preserve. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Anytime. Thanks.
Thanks, man. Brooklyn Baked and Fried. It smells awesome. You guys are creating this aroma. It starts way back there. Tyler, come on, following.
Hi. First of all,
hi.
today we have our apple bacon pecan bread pudding with caramel bourbon sauce, and then we also have our mango pineapple bacon roll with honey sriracha sauce. So if you like any of those things, come see us.
How could any of that possibly be bad, to be honest with you? You're putting sweetness, you're putting spices. I'm going to taste in a second. Normally I have to taste before I talk to you, but I'm going to taste in a second because I saw you standing here. This looks unbelievable. What seems to be the favorite amongst everybody you've seen today?
People have been waiting a really long time for the honey sriracha sauce. So, yeah, and then this is running up a close second. So they're going to be disappointed when we run out of the rolls. So, you know, it's getting close to that time when the rolls are, you know, running out.
2 hours ago.
I mean, listen, we had it in the first session as well, so, you know, it's coming down to the second session when we just want to finish it, see what everybody say about it, and get it done.
All right, I'm going to taste one. Eric's going to ask you a question. Eric, ask your question real quick.
How was the beginning half of the day?
It was really good. We were pretty busy. We didn't really get to interact with everybody because we would, like, put it in from the fryer to the table, so... And we're basically still doing that now.
That's awesome. The sriracha was awesome. We really, really appreciate it. Tell them one more time where they can find you.
Get Baked and Fried and also BK Baked and Fried. That's Instagram and Twitter account.
Nice. Thank you very much. It's killer. We appreciate it.
No problem. Have a good night.
Be good. Matt Corey, everybody, obviously the one and only. You've been here all day, right?
Dude, I've been here all day. I'm having a blast.
I know. Last year did the same thing. All day long, it becomes a long fucking day, but what a lot of fun, right?
I'm having the greatest time. I mean, I'm having so much fun. Luckily, we got great weather.
It's a beautiful day. A lot of people. It's going to get busier as we're moving on here. I know you guys did a lot of the winners earlier. What's been some of your favorites?
Man, you know what I think about an event like this? I think bacon and beer classic. People love bacon. There's a couple of lines for places that are just serving straight-up bacon strips. So if you want to have bacon strips...
I think I missed those. Where are they at?
The stripper who turns out after she unclothes, she's just all bacon.
Wow.
So that was a weird, weird attraction here.
Maybe.
But it's a bacon strip. So...
I see what you did there.
Yeah, thank you.
It took me a second.
Thank you. I'll be here. I'll... Whatever.
First show's different than the second, folks. We'll be here all week. Make sure you tip your server, try the meal.
But to be honest about what I'm saying is, like, one of my favorites was from this place called Sweet Chili, yeah, which was really just like a pork belly on a stick with a coconut sort of dressing glaze on it, which was, like, really purist. And it's, like, bacon and beer, and that was, like, bacon.
Absolutely. And it sounds delicious. I'm going to go find them in a second. It's your first year being here. You look at the event. It's the giant event. A lot of fun. I'm sure you've been down in the VIP area a little bit, being around. Yep. What do you think of this event? Overall, what do you think?
Well, I really like it because what you're doing is you're hanging out above the area of the field.
Right.
The field is downstairs, and I've been to other festivals where you're actually chilling in the field. Today we had some rain, but you're really protected by the upstairs concourse areas where all the vendors are. So it's pretty spacious. The lines aren't too long, and everybody's getting their fill of bacon and beer. I mean, I feel like everybody's getting satisfied, and that's, man, it's a lot of fun.
It's a great event, man. It's one of my favorite events of the entire year. Like I said to you before, it's like the kicking off the whole festival season. New York Cocktail Expo, I couldn't make it. How did it go?
Man, oh, it was great. So many cocktails. So many cocktails. Wow.
That's what you want. You want the cocktails, right?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, dude, to showcase that type of cocktail on Long Island was so cool. And we're going to do it again actually rather soon. We sold out so quickly, and everybody loved it so much. We're going to do it again. NYCocktailExpo.com. Keep following us because we're going to do another event really soon.
There it is, man. NYCocktailExpo.com. And, of course, we're doing nachos soon, right?
Nacho Fest is coming up May 22nd, which is going to be just, like, so cheesy.
Oh, God, you see what he did there? You see what he did there?
It was terrible.
I saw what he did. That was awesome.
But really, it would be so cheesy and crispy. And
He did it again.
All right. But honestly, like, we got the College Wing Eating Championships are taking place, which you know what that means. That means the New York Best Wings Festival is somewhere down in our future.
A lot of hot girl. Oh, I thought you were on the hot girl round.
No, lots of hotness going on.
We're just too old. That's why we're old and creepy. So that's
spicy, spicy! Spicy, brother!
Matt Corey, there he is, one of the judges today hanging out, brother. You're the man. We'll talk to you in a minute.
Thanks, brother. Good talk to you.
So we're going to keep rolling. We're going to keep right on going because, of course, there wouldn't be a bacon festival in the tri-state area without the one, the only, one of the most iconic bacon individuals on the entire planet. If you came here, if this festival was Disney World, this right man right here is Space Mountain. It's the oldest ride, but the ride with the longest line. To be the man, you got to beat the man, the one and only, my man Adam Pock.
Bacon!
That was awesome. It was a little bit too long, but it was awesome. Hey! Still going. Brother, how...
Whoa, what up?
It's awesome, man. How you been?
It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day at Citi Field. Great location for a bacon and beer festival. There's a lot of space. You can walk around. It's a beautiful stadium. I'm a Yankees fan, and for me to say this, it's a beautiful stadium.
The stadium is unbelievable here.
It's something. There's a lot of outdoor areas, a lot of covered areas, so if there's rain or shine, whatever, you come down to Citi Field, and you know what? The talent level the last 2 years has been getting better, and this year is no different. Everybody's taking it up another notch. People that had simple dishes last year went a little bit further. People that had complicated dishes cut it back a little bit. So we've had some really good food today. The deliberation was pretty easy, though, because...
It went pretty easy. They had no chefs in there making it difficult.
We didn't have chefs in there making it difficult. No, because there were definitely some, like, standouts. There was, like, the upper tier definitely separated themselves. And the early session, Druthers, they made a bacon banh mi with a deep-fried...
Oh, man, I got to go find these guys.
Deep-fried shell.
Breaking out his notes right here. And I just want to paint the picture of my buddy Adam here. He's got his bacon shirt on. He's rocking. His tasting cup is hanging from his chest.
Okay, here we go. Bacon banh mi with carrot and cucumber slaw, deep-fried bun, and Druthers aioli. And I'll tell you what, it hit on every cylinder. But what was in second place, which was so close, was Sweet Chili. She had the spicy caramel pork on a stick with, like, a little coconut sauce on top of it. It was delicious. It was simple. It was easy. It packed the punch. But I'll tell you what, deep frying that bun is a game changer right there.
Deep fried the bun.
They deep fried the bun on the banh mi. So when you bite into it, it's almost got like that funnel cake.
Wow.
So it adds a sense of sweetness to the bun that you usually miss. Like the bun is usually just like the base.
Yeah.
The bun stood out and made all the other flavors like climb on top.
That sounds amazing. I'm going to go find, when we're done, I'm going to ask you where they are.
We're going over there.
Yeah.
Pig Eye NYC came back, a three-time champion. The sweet this year he did a peanut butter sauce, rolled in pretzels and peanuts, which is a little bit salty, which was great. And then the night session now, they're doing the peanut butter sauce, but they're doing it with graham cracker and marshmallow to give it more sweet.
Wow.
Salty, sweet, like everything you love about bacon.
Man.
And he hits a home run every time. But I want to give some other shout-outs. Bear Burger upstairs, they did a braised bacon.
Sounds all, we didn't go talk to those guys yet. They were very busy. I didn't want to get them in the weeds. But
Route 66 Smokehouse did the BLT.
I was going to bring that guy up. Remember the taco chef?
Oh, I love the taco.
That was incredible.
The wrap was delicious. Schmackery's, the early session, they had the Graceland cookie, which was peanut butter, banana, bacon, chocolate chip cookie. Are you kidding me?
What?
Exactly. That's why I like Bar Bacon. Bar Bacon stepped up their game, too. They did bacon and pulled pork barbecue dumplings, and they were deep-fried dumplings.
Oh, my God. Look, he's dancing. He's dancing.
Open up and down thinking about how good that was. So, like, to be a part of this festival every year is amazing. I got to give a shout-out, too, to my boy Brian from Komodo Rooftop.
Right.
He's only doing the night session tonight. But I'll take you over there also. Beer braised pork tostada with a guava bacon jam.
Wow, that sounds unbelievable.
Like, people, like, you don't just sit at home on a Tuesday night, like, oh, you know what I'm going to make tonight? I'm going to make some bacon wrap days with goat cheese and ciabatta. Like, what? Like, it's ridiculous. So people definitely step up their game here. I'm glad Plum is here to be involved again.
You know, got to be. It's a great event.
All right,
stuff happening right now. Everybody's in line. It's insane. Bacon and Beer Classic. We're going to talk to Adam soon. Hey, real quick, let me ask you, man. Obviously, the bacon, you're going to break it all down for us. What beers have you found that have been awesome?
You know what? I have a list of lagers that I'm supposed to be trying, but as I go to different stations, I see something that I like, and I don't have the names of them, but there was a chocolate mudslide one.
You liked it?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, let me tell you something right now. Our guys, what were the guys out there? Big what? Big Tupman, is that what their name was?
Tupperman's or something?
Yeah. Those guys.
It was Penn Brewery. They the Kaiser was what I had to taste, but they also had like a chocolate mudslide sort of thing. That was so good.
Brother, there's a guy up there that has a green tea beer. That is.
That was interesting and good.
It was awesome.
It has a good taste because like some beers like linger a little too long. The green tea was sharp. It got to the point and got out of there.
It was such a good beer. I love it. It's such a great beer. You can't have a bacon event without the bacon minister himself. Brother, everything else, what's going on with you, man? The baby and everything?
I was here today. I had the baby strapped to my chest walking around at the
airport. Oh, that's awesome.
Beautiful day. The wife came out, too. It is Passover, so.
Yeah. Yeah, wait a minute.
That's why I could not be here last night also, but I got the hall pass today. So she's at the in-laws with the baby.
Nice.
You know, that's good for them. That's good for family.
Sure.
It gives me a chance to eat and drink and not worry about somebody judging me.
So I heard a rumor, you probably know way more about this than I would, that there's going to be some kind of Big Brother All-Star thing going on here soon.
That's nonsense. It's not every year at this time people start making stuff up. You know what? June 22nd will be the premiere. That's when you find out what's real and what's not real. You know what? It doesn't matter. But that's how excited people get. There's rumors that...
I love the show. I swear by it.
There's rumors that start, so people like look around and like they try to like feed the fire because they want it in their life. They want it in your life. It's a three-month event, and then it's gone. And so the other 9 months, you want it back. You want it back. You want it. And then as soon as it starts, you hate it. You hate it. You hate it. And then it leaves, and you want it back. It's like,
dude, you watch Big Brother Canada, don't you?
I watch Big Brother Canada.
Where do you watch that?
Don't worry about how I get
okay,
the
never
firewalls.
Mind.
Not, you
ask any questions. It's fine. I get it.
All I have to say is I can only watch the episode like a day later before it gets pulled down. But
wow.
Big Brother U.S. is broadcast in Canada. It should be able to get Big Brother Canada in the U.S.
I agree with that. Listen, if they do it, if there's ever a chance to ever get you back on, because you were one of my favorites for sure. I loved watching it, man. I always told my wife, I was like, I love that guy. He's awesome.
Oh, I would walk around screaming, eating bacon, wearing bacon.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, whatever. I was a regular dude, so the people can relate to me.
So many people related to you.
I'm not a Hollywood trying to be or want to be or has been or whatever.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to judge them, but believe me, if they want to judge me, there's plenty to judge. So, you know, I was just me. I was just a regular guy having a good time. That's why some fans related to me and some fans hated me because I was so much like them, but they were not me. And so,
right.
Hey, you know what? If you have haters, that means you have fans. Cause
I wonder how that would work if you just decide to show up for an audition again, how that would work.
They would be like, oh, hi, Adam. See you later.
The one and only Adam Pock, one of the coolest, nicest, most genuine guys you ever meet.
Food, he's got the true
There you go.
Shirt on. He's representing. I'm wearing my bacon shirt. Eric's wearing the headphones and the earpiece and the
Punisher.
But he's behind the camera. He's behind the mic. He's behind.
We've been talking a lot this time, haven't we?
Yeah, I have. I have.
Yeah. You asked me a question. It's a 20-minute answer. Ain't that right, Eric? Yeah. He's been on the mic a lot today.
There it is.
That's three times as much as the last 2 years.
Adipak, one of my favorite times of year is right now because it's festival season. We see you all the time, man. I love it. You're the man. Let's eat something. All right. Let's do it. All right. So after talking to Adam, Adam recommended me come over here. Bro, that is un-fucking believable.
Brothers, that's why they won the first session. That's why they won Best Savory first session. We have the chef, the genius, the master right here. Why don't you tell us who you are, where you're from, and
what are you taking over the interview? What the fuck are you doing?
Of course I am. It's your show. We always take it over. Let us know your story and what you made for the great people today.
Brothers Brewing Company, this is unbelievable, this whole dish. Explain the dish.
Yeah, all right. So we do, it's called a bacon banh mi. It's traditionally a Vietnamese dish. So we brought it into comfort food level, doing a deep-fried bao bun. The inside is a slab of bacon, thick-cut, carrot cucumber slaw, and our druthers aioli.
The carrot cucumber slaw is amazing. The cilantro, to me, is what really kind of sets it off. I know Adam was talking about the fried bun, which we're going to get to in a second. You love the fried bun.
Love the fried. It's like funnel cake. It's like funnel cake.
Exactly. It was unbelievable. But with the pork, are we talking pork belly or is it just thick slab bacon?
Well, it's belly. Bacon is pork belly.
Obviously, right. But yeah. I mean, you have cured. Is it like cured and smoked or is it just belly?
Cured, smoked, okay. Sliced thick, cooked very, very slow to keep it tender.
And so the slaw itself, what I love is adds that freshness to it. That cilantro to me really, really sets it off. But Adam's right. The crispy bun, banh mi, I mean, it's unbelievable. You guys, obviously you won and the line is way the hell back there. So... are you guys going to make it through the night? You got enough stuff, Chef?
Absolutely, yeah. We got a ton of stuff. They told us to prep for 10,500 people.
Holy shit, that sounds terrible. That,
oh, my God.
Can you imagine that's my sous chef?
No, I can't.
Yeah, a lot of long nights. You know, my staff back in New York just prepping hard, doing a great job.
Well, the dish is fantastic. I totally see why it won. Adam.
There's been some stiff competition. It's not like they won by a landslide, which, judging by your reaction, that's like just inches, like centimeters above what else we have around here today. So it's been a great job. Glad you guys came. This is your first year here, right?
Yep. Yeah, first year.
You're judging, and I hope you guys come back, and I hope you wow us again next year.
Yeah, thank you so much. Great event. Great to be here. Great to just come down. It's a little bit out of our element to be down in New York City, and... I mean, great turnout. A lot of
people here. It's a great way to get your name out there. A lot of people come out here. It's a really fun, just a very, like, to me, it's one of my favorite events of the year to come to. And just the crowd, such cool people. I mean, how could it be bad? It's bacon and beer.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and bacon's so intimidating sometimes because there are so many incredible bacon dishes out there. So it's every time you just sit there and rack your brain, like, how am I going to make bacon at a different level? But...
you guys definitely achieved that. You killed it. Brothers Brewing Company, right? Druthers. I think.
If I had my druthers, I'd screw a
chimpanzee. Gotcha. What, you would? You already do. You always screw a chimpanzee. That's what happens when you have kids. You start doing weird things with monkeys.
Relax.
Sorry, I'm just messing with you. Druthers Brewing Company, you guys are killing it, man. I just had your sour beer also. Good stuff. This dish is amazing. I'm going to finish eating it. Thank you, Chef. We appreciate it.
Right, thank you so much.
Hey, wait real quick before we go. Social media, where can we find you?
What's that?
Social media, where can we get you?
Twitter and Instagram, we're at Druthers Brewing.
At Druthers Brewing on Twitter and Instagram. We'll tag you on when the show airs, all right?
That'd be great, thank you.
My man, thank you, Chef. And I run into one of my favorite clients in the world, my buddy Sean. Sean, this is your first year coming to Bacon and Beer, brother. How's it been?
It's been excellent, man. It's been awesome. A lot of people, great environment, great food, great beers. So thank you so much for letting me know about it.
Oh, man, listen, let me tell you something. What drives me nuts right there, that's Matt Corey, another one of the judges, a buddy of mine. He runs the New York Best Wings Festival. He's talking about an awesome event. I'll tell you about that one, too. My first year coming, they handed me this little red cup that we all have, right? The little red cup. And I went, really? That's what we're drinking out of? But this, look, look, your boy's got to figure it out.
Double fisted. Got to get two.
But you have it figured out that way, cause, and you're thinking, man, that's all we're going to drink? But it's all night long out of this little cup. And even, like, if you have to wait in the line, it's not, they go really quick, don't they?
Yeah, it goes really fast. And after 3-4 cups of this little cup, you're pretty much feeling it already, man.
Yeah, you're doing all right for yourself, you know? Look, you don't make fun. There it is right now. My buddy Sean, his buddy, we're all hanging out, Bacon and Beer Classic. What a fantastic event, man. Glad you guys are here.
Thank you, man. Chef Plum, best chef in the world, man.
I appreciate that. Yeah, we're isolating that. That's going everywhere.
Thanks again, man.
Just say the same thing. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. Thanks, guys. All right. Right now, I'm standing beside one of my favorite beers in the entire freaking world. I love this beer. Literally, it's one of my favorite beers ever. You love this beer, Chef, right?
I do.
To me, you talk about fishing beers. This is one of the best. Fire Island Brewing. Sea Salt Ale. We've had Simon on the show before talking about it. Brother, what's happening?
Not much, Chef Blum. How are you?
I'm enjoying Sea Salt Ale because it's been so long since I've had it. And you were getting pounded right now. You're out here by yourself.
I am. And I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying getting pounded.
You should see. He's rolling his eyes and being sarcastic. No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. So what do you see? So everybody's coming out here. We're tasting the beer. That's awesome. Simon was here last night. What do you find people like the most, the Sea Salt or the Lighthouse?
You know what? It's been a 50-50 split. The people that are eating bacon are really gravitating towards the Sea Salt Ale. The two of them kind of complement each other.
The best part about the Sea Salt Ale is you guys actually use real salt in the beer.
Yeah, we do. We use 6.5 pounds of sea salt and 100 barrels of beer.
It really is. It's one of my favorite beers. I call it a great fishing beer because, to me, it just... when I first had it, it was out in Montauk, and it was just it just kind of set the whole tone for everything. It's a beautiful beer.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you...
It sounds weird to say, but it's awesome.
No, listen, that's exactly kind of what we were going for. We were looking for a good beach beer, something that you could throw a fishing rod out with, sit back on a chair, and relax during the summer. And, you know, hearing you say that, I guess we hit it.
That means you're hitting your point. That's exactly what you want. To me, it's exactly what it is. I've never tried Lighthouse Ale. I'm going to it in a minute. I've actually forced my guys, and I had Simon help me start getting it at my local beer shop in Connecticut. Hopefully, we'll be able to get out there more in the summertime.
Absolutely.
How's distribution going? Are you guys getting kind of bigger?
Yeah, we're building out. We just hired somebody for Long Island so we can focus a little bit more on some of the outerlying territories that have been secondary focuses for us.
Yeah. You're really talented, man. You're having a great conversation while you're pouring. It's really impressive.
Thank you.
What's up with the brewery? How close are we?
So all of our equipment, Sea Salt, all of our equipment's on order right now. It's coming second week in August. We pretty much know where we're putting it, although I'm not at liberty to discuss the exact address yet.
Right.
And I figure conservatively, I'm telling everybody by the end of the year, but realistically, like, we could be having our tasting room open and pumping beer out by October.
Wow.
So...
Awesome, man. I love seeing that, especially because you guys
got a whole game plan of the beers that we want to roll out right away, so we're going to hit the ground running once that equipment's in.
It makes me so happy to see that because you guys literally are one of my favorite breweries ever in the entire world. I love Sea Salt Ale so much. Looking forward to trying Lighthouse. I never have. Fire Island Brewing, everyone who listens to this show knows how much I like you guys, so we talk about you all the time. Appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you.
My man. Thanks. Talk to you soon.
All right. Sounds good. I'm going to be in high. Yes, got to be staying.
Well, you started talking and we're recording, so all right, we're hanging out at Bear Burger right now. All of my good friends who are judging, Adam Pock, Matt Corey, have all said you guys are fantastic. So we tried to wait because it's been slammed all night for you guys. So we tried to wait, but we're coming back and you're still slammed. So I figured I'll try to steal 15 seconds of your time right now.
I have not had a break, and that's totally fine because all these great people are getting beer braised sliders that are covered in mustard with stout onions that are grilled in stout beer on a pretzel bun.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Everyone here.
Hey, how is this, guy? You guys haven't tasted it yet, but you're about to get it right now. Or is it your first or second time? How many times? It's your first time. Take a bite, and we'll see. As she's cutting it up, we're going to have him take a bite, and we're going to get a review right away. If he says it sucks and runs away, I'm going to laugh my ass off.
Amazing. Amazing. This is amazing.
Tell everyone on this line they got to vote for Bear Burger, okay?
Vote for Bear Burger on TattleApp.com.
They didn't hear you. That was like so weak. Do it again. Loud. We can hear you. Come on. You're a big guy. You got a big voice.
Yeah. Vote for Bear Burger on TattleApp.com. Woo!
There you go. I haven't tasted yet. I'm looking forward to it. Oh, by the way, I'm Plum. I'm Chef Plum. Nice to meet you. Give me an elbow. Give me an elbow. I got you. I know. I'll take a... Oh, yeah. I'm in. So listen, I'm gonna make somebody yell again for you. Hey, don't walk away yet, miss. Don't walk away. Take a bite. I wanna see what you think. We're gonna see. I'm gonna make more people yell for you. Oh, please, please. Okay, awesome. All right, miss, how do we do? How is it? You're very far away from me. I can't hear you. She doesn't want to talk, but she's waving and nodding. Yes, it looks great. She's stealing your mustard. There's a whole lot of things going on right now. Everyone's talking about you guys. You guys have a great review right now on the big screen out in the field. It seems to be, look, she obviously wants to talk. She came in talking.
Bear Burger. I order Bear Burger to my home at least twice a week.
Do me a big favor. Yell to everybody in line right now that they should vote for Bear Burger. Loud, so they can hear loud.
Vote for Bear Burger!
There you go, everybody. Vote for Bear Burger. Hey, we appreciate your time right now. Thank you very much. I'm going to taste this and see. I'll do it right now. That's amazing.
Vote for us at Bear Burger at tattleapp.com/bacon and beer.
This is amazing. You guys are killing it, man. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Thank you. All right. VIP to get the judging done, and I found my good friend Sam down here. She's hanging out. She's got her hands full, and this event doesn't happen without her. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We are fantastic. Another fantastic event. Third year or fourth year?
Third year at Citi Field.
I've been here every year. It's been so fantastic.
It's awesome. I mean, we've got 12,000 people over the weekend. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's our biggest festival across the country.
Wow. And you guys are everywhere now. Where do you go next?
Next up is Seattle in 2 weeks, May 7th.
Wow. So do you get to like go take a little breather and then go to Seattle, or do you have to get there really early?
Yeah, it's a minor breather. We got like a week to breathe, and then 2 weeks from now, we're totally production scheduled out.
Oh, my God, that's insane. Well, you guys are killing it. This event has gotten bigger and bigger every year. It's fun to see. It's arguably my favorite. Hang on a second. I got to yell at him. Move out the way so he can carry his garbage. We're very professional. That's what we do. He's got it. Here we go. It's so fun to come be a part of this event. I know you guys don't have chefs judging this year, which is kind of interesting. You're making a weird face to me. Is that bad?
No, it's not bad. I just I'm not on the media side as much anymore.
Was that a weird face?
Yeah, she made a really weird face.
It was a weird face.
Sorry about the weird face. I make weird faces, and I don't know it.
Well, that's all right. That's all right. But it's fun to see this event. And you guys actually, the winners of this event this year get to go to the World Food Championships, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think we're on our fourth or fifth restaurant sending them to the World Food Championships.
Very cool. Guess who's the judge for that this year?
Not you.
Me.
What?
Oh, shit.
For like a specific category?
So far, the bacon category.
Shut up. What?
I'm serious. I know. It's crazy. This all just happened like a week and a half ago.
In Florida?
It's in Alabama.
Oh, so 2016 was in Florida.
Yeah. It's in the, I don't know where I'm going, but it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, that's great. I wish I could go.
You should go. It's a fun event. It's going to be a lot of fun. More importantly, this event is fantastic. Lots of people out here. Lots of new faces I've seen, which is very cool.
Totally new faces. So this is the first year we added a third session. We did one on Friday night.
Right.
So a lot more people came out for it. We sold out everything today and almost sold out with out-the-door ticket sales last night. So it really couldn't get bigger.
Well, it's a great event. We're glad it's here. We're so glad you come to Citi Field and do this event. Thank you for doing it, and look forward to next year.
Absolutely. We look forward to having you guys.
You're awesome. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
All right. So we're finishing up, and thank goodness we had a chance to make our way over and see our good friends over at Black Hawk again. You guys are awesome. It makes me so happy to see you here.
Thank you, Chef Plum. I really appreciate it. Happy to see you here as well.
It's my third year being a part of this event. And just, you know, we got to represent Connecticut, brother.
Absolutely.
We have some amazing beer.
Absolutely.
And you guys are definitely on that forefront, just kicking a llama's ass. Currently, I'm not drinking your beer because the event is over. I'm not having granola brown ale. I keep seeing on social media all about SWAG. Tell me about it.
So SWAG is an acronym for Summer Wheat Ale with Grapefruit Peel. It's got a touch of sage as well, which complements the hops. And it is a kick-ass summer beer. It's 4.7%, very dry, easy drinking. And I'm going to crush a ton of it this summer. I'm really excited that we're in cans this year. It's a bright yellow can. It's got a hog on the front. We have it in the brewery. We have it in stores. I'm pumped about it.
Dude, it looks phenomenal. It sounds phenomenal. Are you getting everything? Yeah. You're making noises at me.
You tried that beer on your edible on the road.
I think, no.
Swag wasn't out yet.
I might have had the wort.
There was piglet and there was hog water.
Ooh, what do you remember? Nice.
You tried the wort for swag. You
Here's the fun part. Watch this.
Yeah.
This is the fun part. Ready? Thanks for chiming in.
Yes, Chef.
you may have tried the wort for swag. It may have been in fermentation at that point.
I think we did have the wort for it.
I'm gonna get you a case of that beer. It's phenomenal.
You're the man. And how about that? Let's talk about that for 2 seconds. Edible Nutmeg on the Road. The first video was you guys.
Absolutely.
It came out phenomenal.
Yeah, that video, it's getting a ton of hits. We're super excited about it. That recipe, she's been begging me for clams every night ever since she saw that video.
Ah, that's what I want to hear, man. That's what I want to. Hey, listen, I'm going to send you guys an invite. We got a big thing going on with Cops Island with Norm Bloom and Sons.
Awesome.
This isn't really, I don't know why I'm telling you this on the fucking air, but it's awesome. We'll get in touch about it. Being at an event like this, I mean, there's a ton of freaking people that come to this event.
Yeah, this was great. It was a huge crowd, a lot of people who are really into beer, and it was a great thing for us to showcase some of our, you know, some of our fantastic products. So, got to hand it out to Tyler Jones, just brewing up some amazing stuff.
He's doing a great job, man.
Really,
he doesn't need anybody to tell him he's doing good, though.
we don't want to make him feel too good.
And you guys won. Did something tonight, right? What'd you win?
We had the best brown or amber beer. So, we got the City Field best brown or amber. So,
and
our granola brown, it's one of my favorites. I've been crushing it this winter, so I'm excited we won this.
I'm not drinking it right now. By the way, just so you know, it's one of my favorite beers on Monday nights when we do the show. It's one of my favorite beers to drink on a Monday night.
Excellent. I'm so happy to hear that.
You guys have you're awesome. It's so great to see Connecticut representing down here at Citi Field. Such a giant, just an event of this scale to come out here and do what you guys are doing, man. I'm just so proud of you just as a Connecticut person and to see what's going on. You guys are killing it, man. So happy for you.
Excellent. Chef Plum, happy to run into you, and I'm psyched for our next meal together.
Let's make it happen, brother.
Thank you.
Some Black Hawk Brewing Company. They're winning awards out here at Citi Field. Bacon and Beer Classic. We're going to finish up with these guys. There it is. Check. All right, so Bacon and Beer 2016. Red Leader, the Adonis-like Red Leader, a great night. Right now, everyone's leaving, and they're playing a song called Finish Your Beer and Get the Fuck Out.
Yes, they are. And all I heard was get the fuck out.
It's hysterical, and you're watching people kind of funnel out of the event. There's a gentleman behind us wearing a bacon suit. It's a suit made out of bacon. Obviously, not real bacon, but bacon on a gimmick statement. That guy here is also doing his thing. I think he thinks we want to talk to him now.
No, I don't.
You started walking towards us, and you turned your back, and you ran away.
Yeah, I'm ignoring him now.
2016 Bacon and Beer Classic, man. Final thoughts?
Fucking awesome. Definitely coming back next year. Holy shit. It just gets better every year.
It is. It's an amazing event. Like, right now, I wish people could see. We are standing over, the Mets, like, home gimmick, overlooking the field right now. All the lights are on. Amazing. It's just the whole vibe of it, right?
Oh, yeah. We see people getting herded out, and it's like nobody wants to leave because it was such an awesome time.
It's a very positive event. It's great to see events like this be so positive.
I haven't seen anybody here be an asshole or anything. You know, I could go up to anybody in here and say, hey, what's up? My name.
Except for that fucking Matt Corey.
Except for Matt Corey. He's just fucking wasted.
We're kidding. Matt's our buddy. That's awesome. Also, we have pockets full of beer right now.
Yeah,
I don't think we're supposed to talk about that, but we do.
Some Ching Ling or something. I'm not quite sure what it is.
We'll drink that when we get back to the house.
Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah.
Another great event, man. Happy to spend the time with you doing this event, man. Great time.
Thank you for having me along, Chef.
Always. Bacon and Beer Classic 2016. I'm going to throw it back live right now to my man, Chef Plum, and the one and only Adonis-like Red Leader. We'll see you guys next year. Guys, back to you.
Drink your beer and get the fuck out.
Coming back live right now after checking out that show. That is the Bacon and Beer Classic 2016. I've got the Adonis-like Red Leader himself on the horn with me right now. Bro, it came out good. What do you think?
I liked it. The way you put it together, I hope everyone enjoys it as much as I did.
Well, it was funny because, because at the end there, when I was being stupid and goofy and throwing it back to us, we'd had a few beers there. You and I were standing out overlooking Citi Field, and, I was being stupid. And I was like, here, throw it back loud to my man Chef Paul and Red Leader. And then it was like a beat, and then all of a sudden you went, drink your beers and get the fuck out. I just thought it was awesome, so I stopped it right there.
I don't think the microphone picked up the music playing, but I never heard that song before. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was some crazy-ass song. I want to throw a couple shout-outs out, man, to my man Sean Babb, one of my favorite clients in the world. He's checking the show out tonight and was there at the event. Brother, you're the man. I always, always love having the time with you and your lovely wife. And having you be at that event was awesome. Big shout-out to our friends at Brooklyn Baked and Fried. They were great. Their food was great. Remember that food?
Oh, yeah.
And, of course...
Sriracha honey and that little cobbler they had going.
Dude, absolutely. And, of course, my man Chef over at Route 66 Smokehouse. How many of those lettuce tacos or the pork belly did you have?
I had three of them.
Yeah, crazy. You kept wanting to go back. They were good stuff, man. So big shout out to you, Chef. We're going to come see you soon next time we're in the city. We should do that. We should go see these people. We always forget when we go to the city. We should fucking go see them.
You know, it's funny because the second two times that I went, I didn't say, like, hey, you know, I'm back. I just grabbed him and said, hey, what you got there, Chef?
He was like, oh.
Yeah, he has his head down, and he's like, it's a BLT.
He wasn't even looking, right?
No, he was working.
And listen, you know who else I want to throw a shout-out to, brother? I want to throw a shout-out to my people, Spike Seltzer. Let me tell you what. I've had a couple of these tonight. I've been drinking them. They are, dude, easy thing to drink. This is a good drink right now. I'm digging this. Not nearly the calories of a beer. Great flavor, and it's awesome. I'm telling you, Spike Seltzer is the way to go.
I'm going to have to get some of those.
Well, you got to maintain that figure you've got. I understand, like, you have a crazy workout regimen. You eat like an Olympic athlete. So if you're looking for a beverage, I highly recommend this. Because we got to maintain that figure you've got. Because, listen, when it comes down to it, that's your gimmick, right?
Yep. I'm running it.
That's what we got to do. That's what we got to do. Well, listen, you guys, that's going to be it. That's the Bacon and Beer Classic 2016 live on Plum Love Foods Live right here on Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn FM. Any place you find your digital audio entertainment, that's where you can find this very program right now. And hopefully this show goes over as well as the one last year went. Or we can have crickets.
Like,
that was like your cue to chime in. You've been so good about that.
Is that my cue? Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
If you're listening to the show, you should definitely go to the Bacon and Beer Classic next year.
100%. And also,
it's not a joke.
No, it's an amazing event. And listen, the one thing else you could do too, you know, this show is listener supported. It's the way we do this stuff. And check it out. What you can do, a giant help for us. We're really making a big push right now for the iTunes thing. So go on iTunes if you have 20 seconds. That's all it takes. Give us a 5-star rating, rate, review, subscribe, write a little review if you want. Be like, Chef Brahm is the man. Or write, Chef Plum is a douchebag, but I still give it 5 stars. Whatever you want to do, that would be awesome. I forgot to do the fucking shoe giveaway, Chef. I got to remember to do that next week. I totally forgot. A lot of big things on the horizon. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be an amazing summer. I just got confirmed to do a wing judging with my buddy Matt Corey, which is going to be great. Looking forward to doing that. We're going to do the Nacho Festival. I mean, it's just going to be a great summer, Chef. We got a lot of things coming down the road.
That's going to be a cheesy time.
Oh, Jesus. Listen, you can tell when the old Red Leader is feeling comfortable because he starts making bad jokes. Ugh, that was terrible.
I was just copying the infinite Matt Corey.
Okay, yeah, that's fair enough. It's a maze wing. Is that, what did he say? Anyway, nonetheless, next week, we will be back live next week. I'm not going to announce the guest yet. I'll do that next week on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and all them social medias. And, of course, you can follow my man, Red Leader, on Instagram, on Twitter. I'm not on Twitter, excuse me, because he still thinks it's 2006. And Facebook.
Yep.
Tell them where they can get you at, brother.
Red Leader, 119.
There it is. On all them social medias. And, of course, you can follow myself. I am Chef Plum. That's Chef_Plum on Twitter and Instagram. If you type in Chef Plum on Facebook, it comes up as well. Also, in the meantime and in between time, don't forget, there's a really, really, really cool event happening that I am the host of in May. It is the Jamie Oliver Food Revolution taking place in New Canaan, Connecticut. I am fortunate enough to be the host for the day. Red Leader doesn't know yet, but I think he's going to come and do some shooting for us, which is going to be fantastic. That is on Saturday, May 14th. Listen, what an amazing event for your kids. You pay $5 for a ticket, and they go out with like a passport thing. They go to these different restaurants, have to try this food. They get stamps. What a cool day to go hang out. Kids get stamps, and then check it out. They taste everything. They get to go into the Food Revolution prize closet and pick something awesome for themselves. How awesome is that?
Wow.
And we're trying to get kids to eat other food and eat good food. So that's what the whole thing's about. That's May 14th, Jamie Oliver's Food Revolution Day in New Canaan. Looking forward to that. I will be there running my mouth and doing the hosting thing. Say again?
How do I sign up for that?
You can go check out foodrevolution.com, and you can find more information there. Or, of course, look up Only One Rah Rah on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. That's Only One Rah Rah, R-A-R-A, for more information right there about that event. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think we're doing TV for it here soon. Anyway, that's enough of that stuff. It's going to be a great event. Check it out. We also are going to announce it right now, Chef. I got it confirmed today. I sent you a text about it 10 minutes ago. We are confirmed to be doing an amazing, amazing dinner and benefit for Harbor Watch in Norwalk with our friends Norm, Bloom, and Sons. How awesome is this event going to be, Chef?
Oh, I am so stoked to go back to those docks and hang out with those people and just make amazing fucking food.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. We're going to do an amazing four-course menu, and we're going to start the whole evening off with a wine and beer tasting and some past appetizers on the docks, like a nice cocktail hour. Then everyone's going to sit down. We're going to do a four-course tasting menu. A four-course menu, and let me tell you something. We're going to use their lobster, their oysters, their clams, all right out of the water that's sitting right in freaking front of you. How awesome is that? And let me tell you something. The dessert we've got planned, tell them, Chef. It's going to blow their mind.
I want, like, we shouldn't tell them. I think this is a, you have to go there to see it. Like,
yeah, I think so.
I've never heard of it until you told me.
And you saw the picture.
I didn't believe what it was.
I know. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. I want to try that so bad.
You know, it's one of those things where sometimes, and I try not to be big-headed here, but sometimes I just got to remind people just who the fuck I am. That's what this event's about for me.
Holy fuck, once people see this shit.
There you go. That's going to be June 25th, Coffs Island. We're going to put tickets on sale this week for that. Amazing. And it's also going to be for a great charity, the Harbor Watch, which keeps that sound clean here in the tri-state area. Long Island, New York City, down in, obviously here in Connecticut. It's going to be a great event. Looking forward to it. Limited tickets, you guys. When they go out, I'm telling you, this event will sell out in like 10 minutes. So get your tickets now. The second I put it up, you'll be on the email list. There you have it. That's what I got. And also, too, check it out. Hey, if you're going to go online and buy something, you're trying to find something cool, you need to go to Amazon.com and get it because you can get it delivered right away. Go there and get it, but go to PlumLoveFoods.com first and click the Amazon banner. Let me tell you why, Chef. Chef, you know why I wanted to go there first? It doesn't cost them anything extra. It doesn't make them have to buy anything extra. But what they do is they throw me a couple of wooden nickels for doing it through my website. So please check out ChefPlum.com. But, all right, chime in. I'm on a roll. You're chiming in. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wooden shekels. I was waiting for that wooden shekel line.
Well, I was trying to get to it, but you just kept chiming in.
No, I know. You did get to it. That was my bad.
I steamrolled you. Sorry. Anyway, check it out. Go to Amazon.com via PlumLoveFoods.com or ChefPlum.com. Red Leader, it is a pleasure, as always, to spend time with you and talk to you and hang out with you. Let me tell you something. You're getting pretty good at this media thing, brother. You're a pretty good talker these days.
I don't know, man. I'm not as good as you are.
Well, I mean, not many people are, obviously, but I'm kidding. No, dude, you're doing fantastic. Listen, that entire show, you're all over that show. The year before, you were barely there. This time, you're all over the place, and you were great.
I have to work on speaking clearer.
Well, it's because you always have a cock in your mouth. In the meantime,
I got to get that damn cock out.
That's right. Check it out, guys. We will be back here next Monday night live at 10 p.m. for your listening pleasure. I will be drinking beverages. Check out SpikeSeltzer.com. They're not paying me any money, but this drink is fantastic. obviously follow my man Red Leader and follow me on social media at Chef_Plum. That's at Chef_Plum. Check out PlumLoveFoods.com. And of course, you want to do the catchphrase closing, Chef, or should I do it?
You can do it.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, in the meantime and in between time, please remember, food is one of the most important things that we have in life. Everything important in life happens where, Chef?
Around food.
Please give the time that it deserves. And we'll see you guys next week. Thank you guys very much. Have a pleasant evening. Peace.
Good night, America.
I came to play. There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees.